Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our weekly devotional. Good to see you. Let me start again. Good morning. I hope we're on live now. Welcome to our weekly devotional. And we just had our yard sale last week. Thanks to everyone who helped with that. It went very well. And we're now moving towards Mother's Day this Sunday, and of course our 9:30 traditional service and 11 o'clock with our children's chapel this Sunday. Also, we're coming up on Engage 360 evangelism training, and you might have interest in attending that. It'll be on Saturday, the 20th of May, from 10 to 3 in our vestry right next to the sanctuary. We are continuing our talk about the new heavens and new earth today. But again, just a quick review. I know it's always good to review. So very quickly, going back to Genesis 12 and 17, God made a promise to Abraham. In fact, it's called an everlasting covenant. So for those who may believe that God's dealings with Israel are complete, according to Genesis, that's not the case, that God made an everlasting covenant with him. And of course, we found out that we are in what's called the time of the Gentiles, Matthew 24. Daniel 9 talks about Daniel 9, 24 through 27, that there'll be a 70th week for Israel, which we call the tribulation, and the man of lawlessness being revealed in 2 Thessalonians 2. And then God will finish his work with Israel, and that thereafter, the tribulation, we enter into the millennial reign of Christ. Zechariah 14 tells us that Christ will return with the armies of heaven, and we look forward to those days. We noted in Revelation 21 through 8, a very clear description of a literal 1,000 years of Christ on the throne. And then, of course, after the 1,000 years, there will be a time of judgment. Again, Revelation 20, 14 and 15 talk about these things. And then we will enter into the new heaven and new earth. And Isaiah, again, I mentioned I would talk about Isaiah. He also speaks of these things. For example, in Isaiah chapter 60, verses 19 and 20, the sun shall be no more. The sun shall be no more your light by day, nor by brightness shall the moon give you light. For the Lord will be your everlasting light, and your God will be your glory. Isaiah 60:19. Isaiah 65 and verse 17. For behold, I will create a new heaven and new earth. The former things shall not be remembered or come into mind. Isaiah 66:22. For as the new heavens and the new earth that I make shall remain before me, says the Lord, and so shall your offspring and your name remain. Talking about being in the presence of God during the millennium, it's forever. We will remain with him forever. Now, Revelation, probably more familiar with this, I would think most of you would be. John's writing this vision that Christ gave him. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, behold, the dwelling place of God is with man, and he will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God, and he shall wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. And then verse 5, behold, I am making all things new. Now, interesting, if you take the time to read through Isaiah chapter 60 through 66, you will see a lot of dual prophecies there, a lot of back and forth between the millennium and the new heavens and new earth. And as you do that, of course, one of the things that distinguish which one Isaiah is talking about If he talks about people dying, even though they're living much longer, that's the millennium, because there is no death in the new heaven and new earth, as we just read in Revelation 21. No one dies in the new heavens and new earth when we enter into eternity future. People will still die during the millennium. There will still be children born. And it talks about babies, you know, playing outside of the viper's pit. And the vipers won't bite them. The lamb and the lion laying down together. We know Christ will be on his throne. And as Zechariah 14 and other places tell us. So the chain of events is pretty clear. We're in the church age or the time of the Gentiles. That will come to an end. And then God will finish his work with Israel, Daniel 9, 24 through 7, 27, the 70th week of Daniel. The man of lawlessness will be revealed, 2 Thessalonians 2. There will be a covenant made with Israel, which he will break, again, Daniel 9, 24 through 27. And all these things have to be finished and fulfilled because of the everlasting covenant that God made with Abraham, Genesis 12 and 17. Then after that time will be the millennial reign of Christ, Revelation 21 through 8. Isaiah 65, 20. Then there will be a judgment, Revelation 20, 14 and 15 and following. And this will be followed by a new age, a new heaven, a new earth, Revelation 21, 1 through 5, Isaiah 60, 19, Isaiah 65, 17, and Isaiah 66, 22. So I hope this is informative for you. I try to encourage, I don't give you a lot of depth or detail because I want you to read Isaiah 60 through 66. I want you to read Daniel chapter 9. Read about the covenant with Abraham, Genesis 12 and 17. So you can kind of put all these pieces together. I hope you have a great rest of your week. God bless you as you study his word. Father, we thank you for Scriptures. We thank you, Lord, for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for our sins and makes salvation possible, the Holy Spirit within us possible, and life everlasting possible. Help us to study, to show ourselves approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, that we will rightly divide the word of truth. We pray this in Jesus' name. God bless you. We'll see you soon. Bye now.